From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited you've brought us some very good-looking vinyl this morning.
Oh, hell yeah. And it was another week of a problem deciding. It was
too many good things.
Far too many good things come in. But anyway, should we get right into
Let's hit it. Ooh.
That was an exciting start. Wow.
Doesn't always start like that.
No.
What you're hearing now is the Menahan Street Bands.
Awesome. So this is a little 7-inch you've brought us.
It is. New 7-inch from the Menahan Street Bands is basically a revamped tune that they'd written for Charles Bradley, who passed away before they'd managed to do it. But wait for this. This is really something. No.
Oh.
No sleeve, just a white paper envelope.
They're the most exciting ones, really. Could be anything. There's a new day coming. Oh, yes. Taking us to church this morning, Troy.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. Charles Bradley,
yeah,
basically across his whole recording career, is that right?
Or? Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. But the Menahan Street Band, they've done a couple of instrumental soul albums themselves. Tommy Manick, Menahan Street Band is basically a conglomeration of people from Anti Balaz and the Daptones. In this case, Sean and Star. So that kind of a group that basically came together in Menahan Street in Bushwick, and that was prior to Daptone and everything. They started playing together.
This is just begging to be sampled by someone, isn't it? As well,
it's too good.
It's too good.
Flip it.
Shall I?
The other half of the song is on the other side. Now that was just called "There's a New Day." Is it called "New Day Coming"?
Rachel? So.
And
There's a New Day.
There's a New Day Coming. The other side of it, which was part of the same original composition, is here is something called Tommy Don't. I don't know what Tommy shouldn't have been doing, but this is like the other half of the same thing. Now, both sides are dedicated to Charles. See? Same thing, but up tempo.
Yeah. I might have to get you to save me a copy of this.
I think I can probably do that.
I was just saying, because we haven't got a sleeve to talk about, but the thing that this did immediately make me think of is Beyblades. If anyone remembers Beyblades from primary school, it's the way the bit around the pin just looks like the same pattern that was on Beyblades. That is exactly what my brain went to this morning.
What you're talking about is the 45 adapter that we stuck in there.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a Beyblade.
So this here is a release on the Daptone sub-label Dunham.
Okay.
Which are all the Menahan Street stuff and the Bradley stuff come out on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even want to talk. You love this,
This is awesome. This is just like guaranteed to lift you out of any foul mood you might be in, eh?
So see, the TNT they're singing about is Tommy as well. That's
awesome.
Tommy, yeah. Anyway, so that there, the brand new single from the Menahan Street Band, There's a New Day Coming, comes out worldwide tomorrow.
Awesome.
You got to hear both sides of it then.
Very, very cool. Lucky you, BFM listeners. Lucky us. What else have you brought us today?
Let's go for something interesting on a number of levels as well as fantastic. How's that?
That now, sounds great.
Some of you might remember that we talked a few months ago that Jeffrey from Southbound had been away and he'd visited a bunch of interesting places like studios and pressing plants and things.
I do remember this. I was very jealous.
And one of the studios he went to was a brand new studio that called Art Home Studios, which has been opened upstairs from Record Industry, the pressing plant. In Harlem, just outside of Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jeffrey went and visited it, it had only been used by one act. And they'd just left the day before. That one act was Sean Cootie in Egypt 80. Now, what were they doing there? They were making a direct-to-disc recording. Now, we know what this is. It's it bypasses the step of using magnetic tape. So basically, it goes from the signal goes from the console directly to a lathe cutter.
It's so high stakes recording.
It's high stakes because you only get one chance. Well, every time you put on a different lacquer, yeah, you have one chance to do it. So everything's live. What goes on there is basically, you know, what is happening in the room at the time. Now, Art Home Studios, they have an RCA 76D console, which is, it was the first stereo tube console made in the United States.
Wow.
There's only four of them left in the world.
Okay, that's quite a little gem then.
Yeah, and it was state of the art at the time. It has, I think I'm right, it has six mic inputs and two line inputs. So think about that.
I am. I'm thinking. My brain's doing the maths.
Right.
It's doing the processing.
And then the signal from that goes to the lathe cut and we get what? Let's hear after it's...
The system says we're different. But the struggle makes us one. Struggle sounds, everybody. There we go. One, two, three, four.
Struggle sounds.
Sick.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm already a fan of this record. I didn't know anything about the direct-to-disc side of it, though. Who are we listening to, Troy?
Well, so Sean Cootie in Egypt 80, they're in the midst of a European tour at the time. All of the four songs on this are from Black Times, his last LP.
Awesome.
Which I think we did on From the Crate a couple of years ago.
Struggle sounds, struggle people, struggle now. Get down, get down, get down.
So he was Fela Kuti's, or he is Fela Kuti's youngest son, eh?
That's right, yeah. He was born in 82 or something like that. He was 14 when Fela died in 96. So when did he die? 96? 98, actually, I think.
Right.
And he was bequeathed Egypt 80. Egypt 80 was Fela's last group.
Yeah.
And so...
That's quite the inheritance.
Yeah.
Have my band, make something good.
And you know what? Sean Cootie has really stepped up. They've done four LPs, I think. Each one kind of a notch above the other, I think. Is this as revolutionary as Fela? Well, in content, yes, it is.
Yeah.
But we were saying just before, he's a man who's super proud of his legacy. What do you got on the cover there?
The cover here is Sean, but it's his fists. And on his knuckles, he's got Afrobeat tattooed.
Yep.
And you were saying on his back, apparently, he's got Fela Lives.
He does.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Nice sort of warm, bronzy gold tones on this record cover as well.
Now, not only is this the first ever recording from Artone, this is the first release on a new label called Night Dreamer, which is going to do only direct-to-disc recording.
Wow, that's cool.
Night Dreamer, they took the name from the Wayne Shorter record in 62. 64, actually, was Night Dreamer. Anyway.
I just need to do a little side note here that we've had a text saying Beyblades are still alive and well, going strong, and that is a text from a mama who obviously has a child, I'm assuming, who's a big Beyblader. Respect to that.
Props.
I love people, I love nature. Struggle not to exist, struggle not for survival. I love people, I love nature. Struggle not to fix it.
the liner notes are awesome. There's a very great photo of Sean Kuti throwing up two big peace signs, looking extremely staunch.
I'd say that's how you lead a band.
I reckon. And it's got all the lyrics in here as well, which I think is really nice for a group like this where so much of the message is kind of almost like a manifesto in many ways, so you do sort of want to be able to read it as well.
Yeah, I mean, what characterises... what Fela characterised Afro Beat as, is apart from being a mix of jazz and soul and high life and Nigerian Yoruba music, it was... the revolutionary zeal put through in the lyrics. It was a stand against injustice.
Policeman get bad man lighter. Army man get bad man lighter. There's some good ones in here.
So tell us the four songs from Black Times that are on this.
So we've got Struggle Sounds, which is what we're listening to. We've got Black Times, Bad Man Lighter, or BML.
Yep.
And Theory of Goat and Yam.
Now, Theory of Goat and Yam, that was a good one. The lyrics are that. Do you remember there was a president called Good Luck Jonathan?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, this wasn't very long ago. This was in the last decade. Good Luck Jonathan, anyway, was... accused of misappropriating funds, national funds, and putting them in his pocket. And he said, basically, if you leave the yams out there, the goats will come and eat them. That's how he justified it. Of course I'm going to take them. But this is a great release.
This is awesome.
I've been really excited about this since Jeffrey said that Sean Kuti and Egypt 80 had been in the
That's
studio.
That's pretty awesome. So. Troy, we've had a question. Do you remember the name of the album put out by Athens of the North that you brought in a while ago?
I think that was Disco with a Feeling that you're referring to there.
I think it might be.
And guess what? We just got a couple more copies back in store in stock yesterday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Struggle sounds, struggle people,
struggle now, struggle music. With this kind of like Afrobeat sound as well, you can so see where a lot of other contemporary bands have drawn directly from the sort of Egypt 80 sound.
Yeah.
You know, totally, it's like a direct through line there, eh?
Even like when we did The Comet Is Coming.
Yeah,
not that
was who
long
I was
ago,
thinking
you know?
Of, yeah.
Let me bore you, I could tell you about all of the different microphones and things that they have in this studio.
Hit me with the microphones, Troy.
Well, they've got a... obviously, they use things like U87s, U67s, vintage Neumann stuff. But they have an RCA ribbon mic that was only ever manufactured. It was never available commercially. It was only ever manufactured for RCA's own in-studio work.
Oh, cool.
There's a whole bunch of stuff they have. They, of course, they don't just do direct to disc. If you wanted to go into the studio and said, I want to record on tape, they've got a vintage studio.
Right, right.
If you went in and said, you know, I kind of feel like I'd like to be recording onto Pro Tools, they can do that as well. They don't, and also don't just have that RCA 76D console. They have, you know, other more modern consoles as well. If you wanted to do a direct to disc and didn't want to use the Neumann lathe, which this is done on, the Neumann VMS, they have a Scully in there as well. They're just so
They've
well
got everything.
I kind of want to be there. But anyways.
Lucky Jeffrey. There we go. What is the last one you've brought us this morning, Troy?
The last one is kind of fun and weird. You ready for this?
Oh, hello.
Oh my God, when was the last time you heard some electro?
Electro. Robotron 4.
Yeah.
So this is space funk. is the name of this record.
Yeah, Soul Jazz, brand new compilation, Space Funk, Afrofuturist, Electro-Funk in Space.
It's a bit of a theme this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of into it.
Talking about space all morning, Troy.
Yeah, hi ho.
Amelia's enjoying this one. Electro lives!
Oh no, Amelia's breakdancing. She's spinning on her head, oh my god.
So impressive.
So this here, now I see you looking at the back cover and you're going, I can't see Electro question mark.
Yeah, I actually cannot see it on here.
Do you know why?
Is this a secret one?
It's because it is on the 7-inch, which is included on this limited edition one.
Very cool.
Two LPs and one 7-inch.
Wow. So who else have we got on here? We've got, we've got some good stuff. We've got Leo with Fee-Fi-Fo Fum. The Sonoraphonic, Santiago, Frank Cornelius, Juju and the Space Rangers, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Jamie Jupiter, Solaris, Copperfield, Ernest Flippin 2, Funk Machine, Ramsey 2C3D. That one's called Fly Gun and the Unemployed.
There you go.
Osei, I assume. Below Zero Band and Rodney Stepp.
So, most people are going to be drawing a blank, and fair enough. These are kind of obscurest things. There was, and the stuff ranges from kind of like quite a modern for the time, sort of late 70s, early 80s funk,
yep,
with some Space Invaders noises type thing, right through to like pure electro like this. Do you want to know who this guy was?
This is
Robotron 4. Robotron 4, this was the only single that came out, but this guy is a guy called Johnny Davis, who is, wait for it, one of the real voices behind Milli Vanilli.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, this is a, to me, I think it's a killer idea for a compilation.
Yeah, totally.
Like, there's some real wacko stuff on there.
This is a very limited deluxe edition,
yeah,
of 1,000 copies, double LP, download code, bonus exclusive 7-inch single that we're listening to right now.
And guess what's on the other side of the single?
What?
The other half of this song. It's an 8-minute song. So
wow. Okay. Yeah. Two sides.
And that's the point where it changes to side two.
Nice.
So this is Soul Jazz, I think. They haven't done anything sort of on this in this sort of area. In fact, ever before, I don't think. Not looking at vintage electro stuff. And as usual, they've done a stellar job. There we go, the space thing again.
Nice.
And what do you think of the cover?
I think the cover's great. You've got a man wearing a space suit, but it's like split down the middle, so the other half is. It's just him, I don't know, just without a suit on. He's kind of not wearing a shirt or anything. So he's got a space suit on one side. He looks very happy.
I think that artwork is supposed to nod to like the theory of Afrofuturism anyway.
Yeah. So we've got Afrofuturist Electro-Funk in Space from 1976 to 84. On the back it says, pack your funk and shake your booty. This ship is flying. Computer funk makes you jump.
Yeah. Wow. Computer funk, where, is that on side one or side two? The actual one. I think that's the Jamie Jupiter, the Jamie Jupiter one.
Right. I think Juju and the Space Rangers still wins best name for me on this, but there are some very hot contenders in there.
Yes, thoughts on electro?
Fantastic, Troy.
You can't really go wrong with a Soul Jazz compilation, can you?
No, you can't.
It's always a good time.
So just to reiterate, this is on the 7-inch, only on the deluxe edition, and there's only 1,000 in the world.
In the whole world. What else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Right, before this we heard Sean Coogee in Egypt 80, the new Night Dreamer release, which is direct-to-disc recording. And we started off with the Menahan Street Band, brand new single, which is out tomorrow as well. Oh yeah, this Space Funk's not out till tomorrow either.
Oh, cool.
Actually, neither is the none of these things are out till tomorrow.
Oh, sneak previews all around.
So the Menahan Street Band up first, 7-inch single called There's a New Day
Tomorrow, I think.
Coming?
There's a New Day coming. Tess nails it.
Save me a copy of that one, please,
back
Troy.
With Tommy Don't. I will do that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I quite like that one too, Troy.
You like that too, right? Okay.
Yeah. Should I'll race you, Rachel.
Race you until after the show. We'll just tag team right up the road. All right, thank you very much, Troy. I really much enjoyed these this morning. We'll see you next week.
You will.
Oh, actually, before we go as well, excitingly, I see that you will be curating 10 picks as part of our summer sorted super prize pack for the lucky winner, alongside many other exciting things.
That's right. That's what I'll be doing.
That is very cool. Thank you, Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.